From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Lee Memorial Health System is temporarily suspending its kidney transplant program at Gulf Coast Hospital in Fort Myers. WGCU's John Davis reports it's partially in response to the death of an organ donor last year.
Lee Memorial Health System is restructuring and rebuilding its program that transplants organs from deceased donors. The revamp is guided by recommendations from the United Network for Organ Sharing, which oversees transplant programs throughout the country. Dr. Lindsay Biondi became the health system's new director of transplantation services in March. She says the health system won't perform any kidney transplants for 1 to 3 months. She says staff is working to minimize the impact on local patients.
We had just under 300 patients on our waiting list, so those patients will be inactive temporarily. They will be able to continue to gain waiting time on the list, and anyone who wants to be transferred to another center can be transferred and then can transfer back when we reopen.
The cost of restructuring is about $4 million. LMHS suspended transplants with living donors last April following the death of a patient who donated a kidney. Dr. Biondi says the first priority is to get back to performing transplants with deceased donors. Officials say they could restart their living donor program sometime this fall, but currently a timeline for that program remains unclear. John Davis, WGCU News.